Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Torrin Ecker of the 193rd Legislative District in Adams and Cumberland County. Representative Ecker, welcome to this report to your constituents. You're a new member of the House of Representatives, and you're a part of one of the largest freshman class of legislators that we've seen in Harrisburg in quite some time. What are some of your observations on that experience of being sworn into office and taking up your new responsibilities as the representative from the 193rd District?
Thanks for having me. It's great to be on. And first and foremost, it was quite an emotional day. You know, swearing in day, there's a lot of pomp and circumstance and friends and family are there. So it's a celebratory day, a ceremonial day, and a lot of emotion going around with everybody. But, you know, it's also a time for a new beginning and a new fresh start. And there's a lot of fresh faces, me being one of them. And we're looking to hit the ground running right away.
And of course, the House will get down to business in the new session just in a couple of weeks here. What are your views on the opening of the new voting session and perhaps some of the issues that you're interested in seeing come up on the agenda to be voted on in the coming year?
Yeah, I'm really excited to learn the committees that I'll be serving on. I put in for my committees probably next week sometime. We'll find out what committees we're on, and that'll kind of position me into where I'm going to be really focusing my energy on. But something that's been a passion of mine is workforce development. And I think it's something that we can really hit the ground running early on in session and really promote those types of programs. And when I say workforce development, I'm talking career and technical education and really getting kids in high school interested in the trades, where there's a huge need for workers right now. And families and students and young people could come out of high school with really good paying jobs and not necessarily need to go to a four-year school, which is kind of being pushed on folks that it's not a bad thing, but it isn't the only option that the kids have nowadays.
Also, as we go into January, it's Pennsylvania Farm Show time, and I know you're from a district that's very agricultural. I'm sure that there'll be a lot of folks down your way that will be making their way to the farm show. Are you going to make it over yourself?
Yeah, we're going to actually kick off our time at the farm show tonight. Friday, they do a PA preferred reception where we showcase local Pennsylvania products that are produced here in the state, and we're going to start there. And from there, next week, we're going to be up Monday working at the farm show, helping out with the milkshake stand Monday morning and kind of seeing some of the vendors and local orchards from Adams County and Cumberland County that are going to be there. And then Wednesday, we're going to be back up again all day for the legislative day at the farm show. We're really looking forward to having an interview with Secretary Redding and enjoy that day as well. So farm show is really important to our district. It's a good time for us to showcase what's going on in agriculture. So we're going to be there a couple days at least. I always look forward to the farm show every year. And we also like to encourage everybody in the 193rd District in Adams and Cumberland County to come up and stop by the farm show this week. And it's free to get in, but there's a small parking fee. You have to take some shuttle buses over, but it's worth the trip over to enjoy the food and see all the events that are going on at the farm show.
You're also a new member of the House, and a lot of folks probably won't know exactly how to get a hold of you and, of course, where to find you on the Internet. What's some of the information folks need to know?
We've maintained the same offices as Representative Tallman, so all of our offices are the same. The numbers are the same. You can reach us by phone at 717-259-7805, and that connects with our Abbottstown office. And you could also catch us on all kinds of social media. We're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, and we also have a Facebook page. So we encourage everyone to keep an eye out for those social media pages. It's a good way to keep in contact with us as to what's going on. We also send out weekly email blasts that give updates as to what we're doing and what's going on in the district that you can easily sign up for at our website at www.repecker.com. And we also try to do a weekly live Facebook video to kind of give an idea of what's going on in the district as well that I encourage folks to look forward to.
Well, Representative Ecker, thanks for this report to your constituents. And tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Torrin Ecker.